Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An expert on terrorism who lives in Wisconsin says the Palestinian people shouldn't be blamed for Hamas's attack in Israel. Samuel Gold is an Appleton lawyer who worked on anti-terrorism efforts in Israel from 2015 to 2018. He spoke with Civic Media's Todd Alba about Hamas.
It is a Palestinian terrorist organization, but I would not hold every Palestinian responsible.
Hundreds of people are dead and many more are wounded. Wisconsin's entire congressional delegation is condemning the attack. A slate of bills aimed at restricting or clarifying Wisconsin abortion laws are on their way to the full state Senate. Nate Wegehout has more.
The Senate Committee on Licensing, Constitution, and Federalism passed the bills largely along party lines. One bill would allow a pregnant person to claim a fetus as a dependent on their taxes. Another would give grants to anti-abortion organizations for their crisis pregnancy centers. A third would allow abortions in cases of miscarriages or ectopic pregnancies. Only one bill got bipartisan support, a bill to help fund adoption services. The bills have yet to get a hearing in the Assembly. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's latest public schools report card comes out today. The Department of Public Instruction is releasing its student assessment results. Students took standardized tests in reading, writing, and math last spring. Nearly 60% of Wisconsin public school students are not reading or writing at grade level. Test scores across Wisconsin have been flat or gone down each year since the coronavirus pandemic. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Ty Simpson is an advocate for survivors. Nearly one in three women experience domestic violence in their lifetimes. Simpson says abuse comes in many forms.
It's removing somebody and isolating them from their friends and family. It is ridicule. It is jokes and pranks. It is violence against children and animals. It is financial abuse, preventing somebody access from money and funding and food and a car, preventing them from going to the doctor or to church or to their job.
Simpson says it's important to model healthy relationships for young people. She says sex education and access to reproductive health care are also important. First Lady Jill Biden is in northeastern Wisconsin today. The White House says Mrs. Biden will visit the Menominee Tribe of Wisconsin. Last night, she was at a Packer watch party in Green Bay hosted by the American Cancer Society. It's part of the Biden Cancer Moonshot that aims to cut U.S. cancer death rates in half within 25 years. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Members of the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 will be at Culver's on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids tonight. They'll greet you at the door from 4 to 8 p.m. when Culver's will be donating 10% of all proceeds to support the programs and operations of the VFW Post. You can stop in, say hello, and help support your veterans of foreign wars. The first Donuts and Discussions is this week in the Wisconsin Rapids School District. All parents of students with disabilities are invited to attend on Friday, October 13th. The meeting will be at the district office on Friday morning from 9 to 10. The next Ruby's Food Pantry distribution is Saturday, October 21st from 8 to 9:30 a.m. Come early and line up. This is a drive-through event only. Food bundles are $25 and approximately 70 pounds. The distribution will be at Pitch Elementary School. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Packers lose to the Raiders. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers, on the road last night in Las Vegas, put on a show but came up short. And Jordan Love trying to find Christian Watson open in the end zone. Joe Buck on ESPN.
Four-man rush. Love, end zone.
Intercepted, the Packers would go on to lose 17-13 to the Raiders on Monday Night Football. Raiders defensive back Amik Robertson after the interception.
After the play, I wanted to be the reason. You know, because at the end of the day, I want to show the world who I am.
The Packers wide receiver Christian Watson.
We're gonna shape ourselves. I mean, we got to continue to to improve in every aspect. Obviously, I'm on the offensive side of the ball, so I'm looking more there. And we got to help our defense out a little bit more. I think we have the opportunity to be a really good football team. We just got to, find a way to be better throughout the whole game, find some more consistency.
Ask Jordan Love what he saw on the play.
Yeah, in that play, once I kind of stepped up in the pocket, I just kind of saw Christian. I felt like he had the DB beat by a little bit. Thought we could make a play to go win it right there in the end zone. Kind of just underthrew it. Didn't get enough on it. Didn't get it out there enough. And, the DB made a good play.
In all, Jordan Love threw three interceptions in the game. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I think any time when you have three turnovers, it's tough to overcome that. And we got to do a better job. I think a couple of those plays, the one bang-bang play where Jordan tried to throw the ball to Christian, it's just one of those plays that happens. And then he was trying to give him a chance at the end of the game there.
So the Packers fall to 2-3 and head into the bye week with linebacker Quay Walker and safety Darnell Savage both leaving the game with injuries. The Raiders improved to 2-3 and get ready to face the Patriots. Wide receiver Davante Adams.
It was good. I wish I could have been able to make, but at the end of the day, we beat them.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope the day is treating you good, everybody, and you're enjoying it. We've got Melissa Kay with you right now.
Good morning.
And we're joined by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there, Michael.
Hello once again.
How you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Good. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Well, cloudy but dry conditions expected for today, and those temperatures still hanging a bit below average temperature-wise for this time of year. Those highs headed up into the lower part of the 50s by this afternoon. Thankfully, not overly breezy for today. Winds will stay fairly light out of the west and northwest, only up to around 10 miles per hour. Still stuck with some cloud cover for tonight. Those overnight lows dropping back into the upper range of the 30s with calm winds. And into your Wednesday, still looking quiet there. Maybe a few peaks of sunshine from time to time. A few degrees milder there for your Wednesday with highs climbing up to 58 degrees. Thursday, still the majority of the day looking to stay dry. But by the late afternoon time frame, there is a chance for some hit-or-miss type showers starting to work in as an area of low pressure approaches eastward out of the Dakotas. Thursday, a high temperature working up into the mid-50s, and then rain looking more widespread Thursday night into your Friday. Pretty soggy go of it and windy go of it as well if you're headed out to any games there for Friday evening. Friday, a high temperature of 52 degrees, and Saturday still a good bet for some rain as well with highs working up into the lower 50s. Showers a bit more scattered in nature than into the day on Sunday, so I think we'll find more dry time there on Sunday with high temperatures once again in the lower 50s. Monday looking quiet, cloudy, and still seasonably cool for this time of year, lower to middle 50s to start off the new work week. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Appreciate the updates. I hope the day treats you good.
Have a good one.
You too. Not a bad forecast.
Sounds typical fall.
I think we can throw away our receipt on that one. I think we'll keep it.
Yep.
It's nice to have these autumn colors changing, especially with the look, the view we've got out here and everything, everybody. It is just amazing, the view I've got every morning seeing the sunrise. Couldn't be, got the best job in the world. Working with all of you, the best listeners in radio. Even working with you, Mel. It's great.
Yeah. Well, and it's nice to pull out the sweaters again.
Yeah, sweater weather. Sweater weather.
Yeah, I like sweater weather.
Yeah, and nothing wrong with that. We have got some good things lined up for you this morning. We're going to have some fun with everybody. Want to get into a couple of these with you, Melissa. A couple actually local stories, really, to kick things off that we'll get to in just a moment. But first, also want to touch on, let me see here, why you should give your brain an overnight job.
Okay.
I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know, but I think I already have one. I don't need it.
Sleep is probably more important. Mm. That should be your overnight job.
Right. I was waiting for that. I kind of earned that one. That's coming up. And this 8 o'clock hour, of course, we'll get into Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club as well. In the 9 o'clock hour, we usually do entertainment and everything. Well, we will be again this 9 o'clock hour, just a little differently. We have our good friend Dawn DeSorcy joining us, Recreation Supervisor with Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department. We're going to talk a little bit about the fall activities and leagues they got going on, the dog park ribbon cutting going on. Want to get on some of those local things going on here in central Wisconsin.
Great.
After we're done hanging out with Dawn, we're going to get into a Halloween poll. Are these couple costumes cute or cringy?
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get into that one. And we have somebody who knows what they're talking about here, because Melissa, I have not known you that long, but you really do Halloween right. I feel like you nail it. You're good at this, so.
I like costumes.
Yeah.
Costumes are fun.
Looking forward to diving into that one. That's going to be fun. And of course, we got some That Ain't Right, good stories of the day, all that kind of stuff coming up for you. Some local events going on we want to make sure to remind you about as well. We'll get to those in our good stories of the day.
Great.
All that coming up. First, we're going to, well, Wisconsin. Residents of
hey, we're here.
short trip, everybody. Short trip.
Yep.
Residents of a Wisconsin neighborhood were treated to an unusual sight when a herd of up to 4 dozen cows came wandering through their cul-de-sac.
4 dozen. That's a big number of cows.
March of the cows. Brian McGarry of Port Washington captured video as the cows wandered past homes in Rolling Hills Estate subdivision while astonished neighbors watched. The cows are moving in, everybody. There goes the neighborhood. There goes the moo neighborhood. The moo neighbor. No.
Moo
no,
neighborhood.
No, I apologize.
Mooberhood.
I want to apologize to every single one of you out there. I am very sorry for that. Neighbor Mick Mayer said that the spectacle left him in disbelief. Quote, "We were in our backyard when the cows came stampering down the hill, and they were moving because there's a pretty vertical drop there, and it was like the bulls in Pamplona, holy something, you know, so maybe not as intense."
Still surprising.
Resident Chuck Curran said he lost count at 20 cows wandering through his garden.
Oh, no.
Daniel Santos, who attempted to help wrangle the bovines, estimated there were up to 4 dozen cows total.
That's a herd.
And the cows turned out to have escaped from a farm about a half a mile away. Their owner said the cattle managed to escape when someone left a barn door open.
Oops.
I mean, we've been told that our whole lives. Are you trying to warm the outside?
Leave the barn door open.
Yep. He said all the cows were returned safely.
That's good.
But they got a story to tell. I mean, they are telling every of their cow friends how they got away and how they got the check out.
We had an adventure. The garden was amazing. Have you ever had a tomato?
If you are looking for a palate cleanser, this may be it, everybody, because the video of this is just too much. I also think that this is what, in some versions, in some people's heads out there, this is what Wisconsin really should be. The way we have, like, geese and duck walking around all over the place, just cows wandering the state.
Okay.
just roaming free.
That sounds quaint and all, but this has actually happened to me more than once.
Whoa.
When I lived in Toma, obviously farms are everywhere, but the cows would get out occasionally and I'd have to call my neighbor. I'm like, yep, the cows are out again. Unfortunately, cows leave rather large divots in your yard with their hooves because, I don't know, cows are heavy.
Mm.
And so getting those out, or, you know, if you want a yard that you don't have to twist an ankle in, you really don't want cows just wandering free.
I would not have thought of that.
Well, I mean, it also depends on the time of year. If it happens in the spring, that's not the great time when your yard is a little squishy. But
Yeah. Well, that is a what the what story. Let's get to a good story. I wanted to start our show off with a nice good story of the day. And we go to my former stomping grounds in Illinois. An educator was awarded a Guinness World Record for his 53 tenure as a middle school social studies teacher.
Wow.
Paul Duritz, 76, of Gurney, started teaching social studies at Woodland Middle School on September 1st in 1970. And has now been awarded the world record for the longest career as a social studies teacher.
He's still teaching in his 70s. Wow.
Quote, taking on the role as social studies curriculum coordinator since the inception of the position in 1986 has allowed me to lead over 20 social studies teachers, Duritz told the world record, Guinness World Records. I provide resources, curriculum, guidance, and act as liaison between administration and department.
Okay, so he's not still teaching, but he's still in the teaching field. Mm. Cool. That's awesome.
Duritz said his love of history was sparked by his father's service in World War II. The longtime educator said one of his proudest moments was hearing from a former student who he helped inspire to become a social studies teacher.
Nice.
Keep working on what you love to do in life, he said. It may turn out into a world record.
Awesome.
That's a pretty cool one. And a big shout out to him and to all of our teachers out there, especially all of you at to work right now. Shout out to Ben Hooper with the great reporting at UPI. You can find this article at upi.com. upi.com. Let's take a break right here and get back with some celebrating. How about that?
All right. Sounds good.
We're going to come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisor Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 52 today under overcast skies, northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows level off around 38. High of 58 tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies. 54 Thursday with a chance for scattered showers. 52 Friday, chance for showers continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
It's time to do some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do is do some celebrating. What you should be doing is treating yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2. 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Misty's breakfast. That sounds really good right now.
Misty's. Sounds so good. We got to do a remote from there.
I think so.
We just have to. We just got to figure out a way. We've been talking about it for years. We've got to get over
Ashley.
There. Yeah, Ash, if you, we'll talk. We'll talk. We got to get over there. And you should get over there right now. Don't wait for us. Get on over there. They're open right now. And treat yourself, everybody. And get us these birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on Facebook or Instagram. You can go or any of our Facebook pages, I should say.
Or you can call right now, 715-424-2600.
That's right. Join the conversation, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. Bring us those birthdays and anniversaries. I want to send a shout out again to our listeners out in the European way, whether it is Sweden or Iceland or Finland. We've been getting emails from them for years. and I want to actually send I want to reach out to one of them too, because I'm not sure. It was we got a message a little while ago from some listeners in Sweden. And they had mentioned that they liked the kitchens open. And I wanted to share this email with Melissa, and I don't know, I can't find the email.
Uh-oh.
So I need you guys to send it again. Send it again, everybody, please. Please send it again. And thank you so much for listening. We greatly appreciate you doing that. Thank you so much. Wherever you're listening to us, you're the best listeners in radio, and we appreciate you. Melissa, I have got 5 possible qualifiers.
Woo! All right, I'm going to choose 5.
All right, that gives us our qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. And we want to first up wish a very, very happy anniversary to Pam's nephew and wife, their third anniversary, Christopher and Sarah Lueck.
Christopher and Sarah, wow, 3 years. Congratulations.
They're out of Oregon, Wisconsin, and we're wishing them a happy third anniversary, you two. And thanks for sharing that with us, Pam.
That's sweet.
We get into our list, our qualifier list here. And first up, wishing a happy birthday to Allie Joy Blanchard.
Happy birthday, Allie.
Hope it's a great day for you, Allie. A happy birthday to Jody Lubeck.
Jody, happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Jody. And a happy birthday to Carol Gilbert.
Carol, happy birthday.
Wishing you the best of days, Carol. And celebrating an 8th anniversary, Travis and Heidi Plowman.
Travis and Heidi, congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, I like these young anniversaries we're getting here with this 3rd and this 8th.
That's nice.
I've got a wedding this Saturday I'm going to. My oldest, Bria, is having hers. And I've got to heal up. I got to be ready for it. I got to be getting gear for that one. I like these young anniversaries.
Want to be on your best.
Yes. I like these young anniversaries. It's fun. Happy 8th to Travis and Heidi Plowman. And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Butch Fensel.
Happy birthday, Butch.
Enjoy your day, Butch. Hope it's a great one for you.
You are our qualifier.
Yeah. And we take a look at our celebrity birthdays here. Lizzie Hale is 40, Hallstrom singer.
Oh, I like that band. I forgot about them.
One of those bands. I don't think you're alone on that one. Yeah. The great Dan Stevens is 41 today. Maybe not a household name, but boy, is he a damn good actor. He played Beast in Emma Watson's Beauty and the Beast. He was the star of the X-Men spinoff series Legion. That's one of the best, if not the best, superhero TV show I've ever seen. Period. Like, easily.
Okay.
It is X-Men on acid. It was so well written, so well done. Audrey Plaza was in it, and she was just phenomenal in it. If you liked her in Parks and Recs, man, she blew you away in that. And Dan Stevens was the lead actor, and it was incredible.
And he was also in Downton Abbey.
Thank you. I knew there was a huge TV show. I should have just mentioned that first. Everybody would know that before they know Legion or anything. I'm not even mentioning the guy's biggest credit there. A good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Maya is 44. R&B singer, Dancing with the Stars runner-up, and one of the ladies who sang with Christina and Pink on Lady Marmalade.
Oh, yeah.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. is 49 today. Semi-retired NASCAR driver. He retired a while ago. And still races a little bit here and there, I believe.
Just for fun.
Yeah, and he's done a really good job commentating. Like, he's gotten behind the mic and is doing a really good job with that.
Okay.
I can't imagine what it is like to grow up in that life, let alone grow up in that life when your dad is the intimidator. Your dad is maybe the most... one of the most recognizable faces ever in the sport, and then the way he lost his dad, during the sport, and to continue the legacy, to continue the sport. I don't think any of us can know what that's like unless you've been in those shoes. I find that very impressive, and just seems like a good guy too. Seems like a good guy. Mario Lopez is 50.
Really?
Yeah, Saved by the Bell, former guy. He's on Extra now and stuff and doing Miss America pageants.
50. That's hard to believe.
Yeah.
I liked his dimples. He's got cute dimples.
He's got some great dimples. I mean, no arguing that. Yeah, you're right. Wendy McLovin Covey is 54. She is the mom on ABC's The Goldbergs. She was Rita in Bridesmaids, Deputy Johnson on Reno 911. Huge fan. I really like her. Some great work. She's a very, very funny actress. Let's see. Oh, Julia Sweeney is 64. Former SNL alum, Pat. She was Pat on there. And a lot of other great characters she did, too. She did a one-woman show, I believe, on Broadway and was stellar in it. It was just a rave reviews kind of thing.
Wow.
We mentioned this earlier. Tanya Tucker is 65.
Yes.
We mentioned her quite a bit and talked about quite a bit. A young artist got started at the age of 12.
Yeah, started young.
And became a household name. I mean, you can't talk about the history of country music and not talk about Tanya Tucker.
Well, and she knew what she wanted to do at a young age, and she stuck with it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I don't know why, but this just makes me happy for some reason that these three people share a birthday because they could not be farther from each other. So Tanya Tucker, 65. David Lee Roth is 69, former lead singer of Van Halen, of course, and had quite a solo career of his own.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest influences I'll ever have, Ben Vereen, is 77 today.
Hmm.
Many would remember Ben from playing Chicken George in Roots. But he was also on the show Webster. He played Webster's uncle on that show, and I remember him as a little kid there. Okay. And I remember Ben Vereen tap dancing on Webster. And years later, when I'm in high school, I fall in love with this role, Pippin. In the play Pippin. And my teacher, Mr. Misconis at Lincoln, and former shout out to Mr. Misconis, he plays the actual Broadway play of Ben Vereen playing the lead
from 1981.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a, like, five top dream roles I have. That's one of them. I can't really sing, so I wouldn't be able to do it. But because I enjoyed Ben Vereen's performance so much, it's one of the greatest I've ever seen. And he is one of the greatest all-around actors, stage-wise, any of us will ever see. Criminally underrated. Ben Vereen, amazing talent. Happy 77th to him.
I want to see it now that I know that he's in that, and Richard Gere, Time Out of Mind from 2014.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, it was a good one. It was a good one. Yeah. Yeah,
he's interesting.
Really solid actor.
Richard Gere is a homeless man, and his friend Ben Vereen at a, yeah. Interesting.
Mm. Yeah. One of those guys, one of those actors that, just, you know, I don't know, and never really got enough of his due, I think. But you watch him, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, one more time, we want to wish happy birthdays, or a happy anniversary, actually, happy third anniversary to Christopher and Sarah Lewick, happy anniversary to Pam's nephew and wife, and a happy eighth anniversary to Travis and Heidi Plowman.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Allie Jill Blanchard. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Jody Lubeck. Happy birthday, Carol Gilbert. And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Butch Fenzel.
Yes, happy birthday and happy anniversary, everybody. Thank you for getting us those names. That's awesome.
Keep them coming. We want to celebrate with you more. Get us more of those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody, and celebrate and treat yourself over at Misty's. They're open right now till 2.
Great food, and you get a free piece of pie today on your special day.
And, you know, I've been looking for an opportunity to swing this in, and I think now is a really good time to swing it in there. And by swing, I mean swing music. Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience are taking the stage.
Yeah.
7:30 this Thursday, October 12th, at the Performing Arts Center. His voice has been described as liquid velvet, and I almost think that's underselling it. this man can sing, and he not only does a great job of taking some modern songs like Citizen Cope and belting them out, but Sinatra and some of the greatest crooner songs. He's got a really nice version of the Spider-Man song. It's a great show, and you can go for free. Call up right now, 424-2600, and you'll win these tickets to go. I got two of them right
tickets?
Here.
Free tickets? Nice.
But I really do want to I really do want to encourage people to, if you're going, say you're going with this and you get these two tickets, bring two more friends and have them buy tickets.
Sure.
These shows that we get at the Arts Council are not to be taken lightly, and we're very fortunate to have them. The ticket sales, how they do with ticket sales is how we do with next year with Bringin' Acts In.
Right.
So spread the word about this. Attend if you can, and support the arts, everybody.
Enjoy a wonderful show.
Mm-hmm. And treat yourself by getting on over to Misty's and head on over there right now. We'll get you something. We'll play you some music to get you over there. And by music, I mean Melissa's news. It's like music.
Well,
it is. I think it is.
Okay.
We'll come back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The names of the two teens killed on Highway 73 early Monday morning have been released. The driver was 14-year-old Quentin T. Plakinski of Marshfield. He was driving on Polish Road when he failed to stop at the stop sign for Highway 73 and the vehicle was hit by a semi. The passenger was 16-year-old Connor K. Ostrecki of Stratford. Both were declared dead at the scene. The investigation into the crash is ongoing. An 11-year-old boy went missing last night in Wood County. Mason left his home in the Hewitt area around 3 yesterday afternoon and didn't tell anyone where he was going. The Wood County Sheriff's Department put out a notice that he was last seen near the intersection of Yellowstone Drive and Mallard Lane near 11 p.m. The department said Mason was found in the early hours of Wednesday morning and is safe.
The United Way of Southwood in Adams Counties is looking for volunteers to rake for their Day of Caring. Volunteers are needed to rake yards on October 21st. You can register online at uwswac.org. Those under the age of 18 need to have a signed waiver from their parent or guardian. The River Riders Bike Share Fall Community Ride is taking place tomorrow. You can ride with Wood County Sheriff Becker and Grand Rapids Police Chief Pedersen on this fall ride. Bikers can meet at Lake Wazicha at White Sands Beach. The ride starts at 5:30. You can bring your own bike or use a rideshare one. Don't forget your helmet. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Don't be chicken. Hunt and peck your way over to wiscountry.com/chicken to vote on the new name for the WIRI logo. We've narrowed it down to 3 choices, and we need you to vote for your favorite. It's easy. Go to wiscountry.com/chicken, enter your name and email address, and put the names in order, starting with the one you like best. Voting closes October 29th. Then tune into the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 on Halloween to find out the winner. Help us name that chicken and keep listening to Wiscountry on 105.5 WIRI.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 52 today under overcast skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows level off around 38. High of 58 tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies. 54 Thursday with a chance for scattered showers. 52 Friday, chance for showers continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James here with you. I don't know about this. I don't know.
What's wrong with it? I love it.
It's 90s. You got. I mean, you can't have Ace of Base.
It's Ace of Base.
You gotta. If you're gonna have 90s music, you gotta have Ace of Base in there. You really do. You're See, now that's what's worth it to me. You're humming or you're singing. I'm all right with it. We got some good stuff coming up in this hour, everybody. We're good to get to. Right now, I want to dive into this one. They're trying to give us more work. Now, I'm the last person in the universe that needs this, but let's go ahead and dive into it anyway. What's the last thing you think about before you go to sleep? If your answer is, whatever I'm looking at on my phone, here is a much better option. According to Reid Hoffman, who's the founder of LinkedIn, you should give your brain a, quote, overnight job. Basically, right before you go to bed, think of a problem you want to solve creatively. It could be anything from how to land your dream job to how you could organize your closet better. Then go to sleep and let your subconscious mind think about the problem and work through some solutions. Hoffman says when he wakes up, one of the first things he does is think of the problem again to see what new ideas his brain came up with overnight. LinkedIn's, you know, a decent website. It's been around a long time. It does very well and everything.
There's a fair amount of helpful articles on there.
I don't make light of anybody who has been able to create something like that and is still running. You know, I think that's saying something. I don't know how long LinkedIn's been around, 20 years or something like that. I mean,
I don't know.
Nowadays, to have a website last, be relevant for over 20 years, I mean, that's pretty good. You know, ask Jeeves.
or don't, because he's not around.
Right, right. I mean, you know. That being said, don't do this. I'm sorry. Our brain, what's the one thing that keeps us most people up at night? 424-2600.
Issues. Problems. That you're trying to solve. And any of us who suffer with ruminating thoughts that just keep repeating, those repetitive not necessarily, they can sometimes be negative feelings or distress, but also just problems that we're trying to fix. Mm-hmm. Like, how can I get all of this done this week that I have on my list to do?
Yeah.
That would keep me up all night. I would never fall asleep.
I am thinking about things right now that will keep me from sleeping tonight, let alone when I'm laying there. Everything I have, because I have done a ton of research on this subject. This is one of those few ones where I feel like I know what I'm talking about. I've been studying sleep since I was 12 or 13 years old. I've had sleep studies done on me. I've talked to psychologists and doctors and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And every one of them tell you, this is not what you want to be doing. You're supposed to clear your mind. If there's a common theme with any of these people I've talked to and that I've heard from and the research I've read, it is about clearing your mind. It is about calming your brain to the best of your abilities.
Trying to slow the thoughts down.
I've heard of this described to me pretty well, at least the way my brain works and metaphors work on my brain and everything. Think about you're in a bathtub or you're in a pool and there's waves. And you're trying to settle those waves. Those waves are your issues. Those waves are those problems, cleaning out the closet, finding the dream job, all these things. You're trying to calm that water. So what do you do to calm that water? You're still. You're still. You're relaxed. You're calm. You're not thinking about the waves. You're not thinking about the water, baby. You're just trying to relax. Just trying to calm down. And then all of a sudden you start thinking about that third grade project. You know, but no. That's just a wave. You don't want to worry about that. You don't want to worry about that. Just calm.
Maybe you could do a combination of the two. Give yourself the problem and then do the relaxation. Like, this is the issue I need to solve. Now I'm going to put it aside. Brain, you think about it after I fall asleep.
Right.
And now I'm going to empty out my brain. Because I do that thinking about an empty space, like an empty room.
Mm.
And I usually pick a color. It's like sometimes it's a deep, dark blue or purple. Those are usually my two go-to relaxation colors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an empty space that I'm in.
Mm.
And I can just, I don't know, I just focus on that.
See, I do a similar thing, but there's always a disco ball in there. And it really throws me off. I like your version better. I want to get to your room. Can I bower your room? Can I bow?
Maybe. As long as don't stick any weird things in there.
I'll pick up after myself.
How are you supposed to fall asleep with a disco ball?
I didn't ask for the disco ball. It was just there. I just got there. They got there and there was a disco ball. I didn't ask for that.
Return. Get your receipt, dude.
I will say that we're already doing this. We already do this. We already do this whole overnight job thing. How many people?
Yeah, because our brains don't shut down.
Yeah. So I feel almost like that. While I want to get a little bent out of shape about this, I can't really because we already do this. So I don't. Mm-hmm. It feels very kind of like, what are we doing here? This guy apparently though, a lot of people have gotten up in arms about this.
Well,
because he doesn't really have. I mean, again, he's the founder of LinkedIn. He doesn't really have a whole lot of, like, it's not like he's a dream specialist or something, or a sleep specialist or something.
Mm-hmm. It's not his area of expertise, but it's something that works for him. Well, good for him.
And maybe
it would not work for me.
No, no. But he might be able to help
you with the
rest.
If I start thinking about how to reorganize my closet, guess what? I'll be up at 11:30 and doing it.
And I preach. Yes, you are not. I am so with you on the up. Yep.
I've been stewing over this for 2 hours. I'm just doing it.
Just doing it.
I have a plan now.
I hate.
And I hate you, brain.
Yes, yes. I hate wasting time. And if I'm laying there in bed just thinking about something, I'm going to end up doing that something. Yes, I'm so with you on that. We will take a break right here. We'll come back with some more fun on The Morning Show. It's Melissa and James taking you through on Mornings at WFHR.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is on the line against Iowa. Our coverage begins at 1 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 52 today under overcast skies, northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows level off around 38. High of 58 tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies. 54 Thursday with a chance for scattered showers. 52 Friday, chance for showers continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James getting funky with you.
Oh, yeah.
We hope you're having a good, good Tuesday out there. We got to get into a little bit of funky wordplay now, Melissa.
Okay.
It seems like everyone has at least one common word that they try to avoid because they have trouble pronouncing it. Try doing our job.
We just mispronounce all the words. It's fine.
It's you know, that's what I do. It just covers
it's
my
totally
bases.
Fine. You know? Yeah.
Really, it's ah. It's all ah. How do you say it? All right. All right. All right. That's it. All right. I see. It's two words to one. Okay. In all seriousness, this is one of those gigs that you do where, you know, if you mispronounce a word around people, like library, I've mispronounced that my whole life. It's one of those words I've just never really been great at pronouncing. It's one thing when you do that around a couple friends or around, you know, a significant other or something, and you take a little heat for it or whatever. Then you do it in this job. And every person under the sun has to tell you how you did that wrong or you said that word wrong or whatever. It's a different thing. It's one of those things you either get over or it gets over you.
Hmm. It's like grammar police on you know, social medias, yeah, when you get people, yeah, jumping in and it's there, not mm-hmm. there, which I admit does bother me, but I'm not going to correct somebody on it.
See, that's I respect that, Melissa, because it's one, like if I do that, I don't mind you correcting me, But it's very different if you're talking, and like you would never do this, but it would be like if you were correcting somebody, but you're talking down to them when you're doing it. Mm. Actually, it's there. It's, you know, that kind of thing. Nobody right. learns that way. Nobody in no. history has ever learned from being talking down to any more than anybody's ever been motivated by somebody talking in the third person or degrading them or something like that.
Well, Melissa's having a good morning today. Right, she right. had her coffee, and she's doing well. How's James?
Oh, my God. I just can't think of things more cringy than talking to third person. It's one of the top cringy things in the world to me.
I think when we correct each other, it's more of a, let's make this clear for our listeners, yeah. not, I'm going to make James feel bad about telling him how to say, you know, insecticidal soap.
Right. Oh, very different, very good point. Very different thing yes. over the air. Over the air, mm-hmm. we got a job to do. And if yeah. I'm mispronouncing words, it's not helpful to the audience. We're an information mm-hmm. station. We've got to get things right.
And we don't always get it right, but we do the best we can.
That's for sure. That's for sure. People on social media are talking about the everyday words that they know they're going to stumble over. And here are a few of the highlights. I mentioned mine. It's not in here, though. I don't see library or library in here. I don't.
Going to the library.
No, I'm just having
Sometimes fun. I say it wrong on purpose. Mm.
It, you know, it's one of those words. The top of the list. Do you want to go to the top or the bottom of this list, Melissa?
Let's start at the bottom.
Okay. Someone said, for some reason, I really have to focus when I say rear wheel drive.
Mm. Rear wheel drive, because yeah, those two words together is hard to say.
Well, and I've heard somebody in my life say rear wheel drive.
Mm-hmm.
How about a moralization? Who uses that
in normal conversation?
If you're using that word, right? If you're using that word, you should probably have it down. You're using it for a reason. That's ooh. Here's a good one: February.
Oh, yep. February. Mm-hmm. February. Mm-hmm. There's a few different ways to say it. It's one of those English words that's spelled not how it sounds.
Yeah. Yeah. Phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
Phenomenon. Dun, 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 dun.
Phenomena.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Good. I don't know where that came from. I shouldn't be on the air. Phenomenon's another one of those. Yeah, that's
okay.
That's good.
I don't know if I've ever messed that one up. But mm-hmm.
Metastasized. Thank you. See, there we go. Proof right there. Metastasized. Yeah, there we go. I knew it. There are 20 of these. I'm counting how many I get wrong. I got one so far. I don't even want to do this next one. I'm going to be honest with everybody. I'm doing it just for you, the audience. All right, but I don't want to do this. Abominable.
Abominable. Like the you nailed it, dude.
Abominable snowman.
Abominable.
I really feel like I almost have to unhinge my jaw to say some of these. Oh boy, come on. Why did I do this article? Proselytize. Thank you, Melissa. God, you're mm-hmm. good. God, you're good at this. Proselytize. See, that's the other thing. And this is one thing that growing up in a multilingual family can do to you. Mm-hmm. I want to Italian every word. Every word, I want to throw extra vowels in there, mm-hmm. and I want to put a little mm-hmm. link.
Flourish at the end.
Gyro. Or gyro, as somebody called it.
Or gyro.
Gyro, as some call it. But mm-hmm. The Greek families that I grew up around always called them gyros.
Really?
Gyros. Gyro, sometimes the G was silent with some with the more thicker Greek accents, but mm-hmm. that's the way I always heard it growing up, so that's what I've always said.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, it's delicious.
Yes. God, I love them. the lamb.
Especially the tzatziki sauce.
Yes.
So good.
So good, so good.
Cucumber yogurt. Yum, yum, yum.
It has been way too long since I've had one of those. I got to have one. Negligible.
Negligible.
Negligible. Yes.
Negligible.
Negligible. Yes. Mm-hmm. Negligible.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's a. I kind of like it though. Got a little bit of a funky in there. Imaginable. This is one that we're actually. I'm going to get right now because I'm going to be saying it a lot coming up in Midday Magazine today when we have, of course, our friends from the Seaward Realtors. We've got Lindsay Scheider joining us, Director of Business and Real Estate Professional with Coa Banker Realtors.
Realtor. That one, and I struggle with the word rural.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, when Seth assigns me that commercial, I send him evil thoughts.
Yes. I hear you. ASEA. A-C-A-I. Oh. ASEA.
Yeah, it's that's not how you say it. How do you say it?
A-C-A-I.
I have to look it up.
They're saying pronounced A-C-E. A-C-E.
Yep. A-C-E.
A-C-E.
The emphasis is on the last syllable.
Mm.
Or emphasis is on the last syllable.
Yeah. There we go.
A-C-E.
It's like a fruit or something, right?
A-C-E.
It's like
Yeah. It's a poem.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
it's a plant.
Espresso. Espresso.
Oh, some people say espresso.
Yes.
There's no X in it.
Nope.
Espresso.
Nope, there's no fun X in there. It's espresso.
No.
Hamster.
Hamster?
A lot of people say hamster. It's hamster. There's no P
hamster.
In there.
Yeah, I put a P in there.
Yeah.
Hamster.
It makes it more fun.
Hamster. Hamster. I don't know. What's the difference?
Sixth. Sixth. The sixth.
How do you mispronounce that?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. Sixth, huh? Here's one: Worcestershire sauce.
Oh,
Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire.
Go ahead and say that without doing like the
you know, get your duck lips out there.
Yeah.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Just put some marbles in your mouth. You're fine.
There you go. That's how the only. Excuse me. Can I have those marbles? I have to ask for a certain condiment right now. I didn't.
It is a great, actually, ingredient to use though, especially if you're making like gravies or anything with beef. Really,
it's so good. It's so good that we don't care how you pronounce it.
Just put more of it in there.
Yeah, just give me it.
And by more, I mean like a teaspoon.
Yes, you don't need a lot, that's for sure.
No.
Yeah, you don't need a lot of that. Posthumously.
Posthumously.
Mm. Yeah, I can see that one being a difficult one.
Okay.
Yeah. Marlboro.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's one that could just go away, in my opinion.
Yeah. I don't disagree. I don't argue with that one. Yeah. But I see I've heard that one mispronounced quite a bit, too.
Oh, yeah.
And the top two we have. Number two, brewery.
Brewery. Yeah, that's a tough one.
You know what I'm noticing?
Brewery.
I don't know if I've ever thought about this before. I think I had, because I did have a speech teacher in second grade. I had problems with my S's and Z's. It's why you hear me almost overpronounce them nowadays. I seem to remember her telling me this, and I don't think I've thought about it since second grade. I think one of my problems is I want to say these fast. Brewery.
Oh.
And the faster I try to say them, the more I mess them up.
Oh, well, yeah, just jump over all the syllables.
Mm-hmm.
Brewery. But sometimes it does sound clearer when you say them with I don't know, speed isn't the right, maybe with confidence?
Yes. No, I think that's a good way to put it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. And the number one word, rural.
Hey! Yes! Vindication!
Yeah.
I'm not alone.
I held my tongue on that one when you said that. I was holding my tongue. I was like, yeah, that is a tough one. That is. I have heard so many people, including extremely well-educated people, mispronounce that word.
Or just struggle over getting it out of your mouth. Try saying it like six times in like that many sentences in a row.
One of my favorite teachers, Mr. Gutierrez, he was a teacher at UCLA University for like 30 years. He's not with us anymore, but great man. One of those guys, he calls me to his office, and I go in there, and he's got like, I kid you not, like 20 degrees behind him. and at the same time, his whole desk is a mess. He's like a former hippie. He's sitting there in a poncho, and he's like a tenured professor there and stuff. I had one of his classes, and I was struggling with some things, and I go in there and we're talking, and I can't even remember what the word was, but I was avoiding to say what I was feeling because I didn't want to say this word because I knew I'd mispronounce it. And then he said it, and he horribly mispronounced it. And this man was one of the smartest people I'll ever know in my life, and he had trouble with words. And I didn't correct him. But when I said the word and I said it wrong, he laughed and said, "Ha, we both don't know how to say that word." Or something like that, he said. Mm-hmm. I always appreciate somebody that with that brain and that education, not talking down to me, not making me feel silly.
You find that common ground.
Most people are going to be willing to hear you or want to learn from what something you might have to say or share in the tact that you give them the lesson in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody learns with being talked down to or anything.
No,
like
condensation, you know, being. No, I can't say that word. I wanted to say condensation, but something that happens on your windows.
Consideration?
Condescending. Condescending,
yeah. Being condescending, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. There we go.
Doesn't help anybody.
Another word to add to the list.
And we're adding it to the list. I already added library. I already added that. Mm-hmm, I didn't see that on this one. So
and I had to listen to the pronunciation of that A-C-A-I word. We were also pronouncing it wrong just looking at it. It's acai.
Acai. You're right.
Acai.
Yep. I've heard that before. Yeah.
Acai.
Yeah. See, here's the
and I will mispronounce it every single time. Doesn't matter.
Well, and here's the thing, too. To anybody listening to this and cringing, you do it, too. You do it, too. Every one of you.
Yeah.
Everybody
does it. The other thing, too, is when you try to, like, have you ever had the like, when you try to say a word over and over and over and it just stops meaning anything?
Oh, my God, yes.
Like, this word doesn't mean anything anymore. I've said it 6 times now.
Yeah. It's a fun one, but again, this is another one of those things that shows that we are more connected than separate, that we have more in common than not. Because whether you're rich or poor, man or woman, Republican or Democrat, cat or dog, we all mispronounce words.
I don't know that cats do.
I'm not going to call them on it. I'll tell you that. I'm not going to tell them that they are.
I wouldn't recommend it.
No, definitely not doing that. Wrapping up the hour with some fun here. Something called Altoona Style Pizza is making the rounds online.
Altoona Style Pizza. Okay, what's that?
Its namesake is the city of Altoona, about 2 hours east of Pittsburgh. Okay. So it's a slice of thick Sicilian-style pizza with green peppers and salami instead of pepperoni. But the salami isn't why it's going viral. Its defining characteristic is a slice of American cheese on top.
Okay.
A place called Altoona Hotel started selling it around in the 1960s. The original recipe used Velveeta, but now they use Kraft singles are acceptable. A writer for Takeout.com did a big story on it and called it confoundingly delicious. Quote, American cheese on pizza works. It's odd and it's ugly, but it's undeniably magnificent.
And it is ugly. I mean, you're looking at a pizza with all these squares of cheese on top.
Nah.
They're just squares.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. But in its defense, it is one of the best melting cheeses out there.
True, very, very true. And I love Kraft. I love American cheese. I'm a big fan. I'll have some grilled cheese right now if anybody wants to test me on that. But
just make sure you get all the plastic off.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, you're right. Some people. I'm sorry. I can't do this. I'm sorry. I don't think I could do this. I'll try a bite. I'll try a bite of it and see, and maybe I'd end up liking it or whatever, but I don't know. I'm not sure about this one.
You're just such a purist.
I am. Which it makes absolutely no sense because there's nothing pure about me.
But if I took 2 pieces of this and slapped them together like a sandwich and gave it to you so you couldn't see the cheese, you'd think it was the most amazing pizza sandwich ever given you.
Probably. I am definitely one of those people that, like, I want to know what's going on. I'm not one of those people that likes to hide from truth or anything like that. But when it comes to food, you might be better off treating me like a dog. You might be better off treating me that way.
Maybe I can hide these veggies inside the candy somehow. So I don't know how I'm going to do that.
It's so bad. I'm owning it, at least. I'm being honest.
Yes. That's good. That's the first step.
I think that gives you 4 points. I think you get 4 points for honesty on this one. We honestly have a great hour lined up for you in the 9 o'clock hour. We're kicking it off with our good friend, Dawn DeSorcy, Recreation Supervisor, Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recs Department. We're going to talk a little bit about fall activities, the dog park ribbon cutting. We'll talk with her for a little bit. That's how we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour. We'll also have in that hour, we're going to get into the Halloween poll. Are these couple costumes cute or cringy?
Awesome.
That's coming up and plenty more on The Morning Show with Melissa and James here on WFHR. You know, I like the way Chuck does this.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.